Hi there, welcome to my channel. Now we shall be taking a recap of all the 12 basic signs of zodiac, starting with Aries and going up till Pisces. This is an introduction to it. If you are new to my channel, don't forget to subscribe and share these videos. These are all educational videos and we shall discuss more deep dive into Namamsha later on. But these are the basic approaches. I've always found it useful to first capture the basic approach. Always have these rules in mind. Ascendant sign, all the significations of the ascendant, where the lord of the ascendant is placed, be it D1, D9, D10, any of the divisional charts. That's the first step. That's what your soul is searching for. Number two, house placement. The sign has the quality of that house. If Aries is placed in fifth house, so the quality of the fifth house now takes on Aries kind of energy. That's why we have to cover it in energetic terms. With respect to the planet or ruler of that house, this assigns the quality to the house. Okay, whichever sign and whichever house placement, that's what we are talking about. So second is the house placement. So the order in which you cover this is house as the area of life. Fifth house being education, children, your love and romance, that kind of thing, right? Area of life. Sign assigns as a quality and nakshatra as a refinement of that quality. Basic rule, okay? Follow this everywhere. Because as we tend to go deeper and deeper into astrology, we tend to forget some basic rules. The fourth step is check the relationship between the houses 2, 12, 3, 11, 4, 10, which I've already covered in this playlist, okay? That comes the fourth step. So follow this step-by-step approach and we will never go wrong in our approach to handling the natal or the Navamsha or the Jaimini Karakas, which will come later on. All right. Let's talk about the ninth sign of Sagittarius now. Sagittarius being ruled by Jupiter, so it's a natural benefic. Therefore, Sattva, dual and male sign. This is the only male sign which is receiving kind of mode and giving kind of mode. So it is both ways. Okay. So this is the Jupiter. This is gives us the quality of Jupiter in a different way. Sagittarius. Jupiter as in the one who learns, as in the one who has wisdom, as in one who has the touch of gold, so to speak, the Midas touch. So Jupiter in Sagittarius is kind of in an accumulation mode of knowledge. All it seeks is wisdom, all it seeks is deeper learning, all it seeks is in absorbing higher knowledge, seeking higher knowledge, because now we have gone from Scorpio, which something has transformed in the person's life. Something has been lost. Remember, Scorpio, something has lost and something is gained. So something has happened in the person's life where the energy has moved, where one is seeking higher knowledge now. Why did I lose such and such a person? Or why did such an event happen in my life? Scorpio. Wisdom and transformation through destruction is Scorpio. Releasing something which was unnecessary. What we perceive as necessary and unnecessary as humans is so limited, right? We don't know the soul perspective. The soul comes and takes away something. And now the person is going on a quest of knowledge, that is Sagittarius. Higher understanding, seeking gurus, seeking faith, seeking religion. Finding the higher wisdom or a philosophical approach, that's Sagittarius. That's where Jupiter comes in. To give you that higher understanding of knowledge. Just go through the basic points and then we'll deal with the rest of the ascendants. It is humane. It stands for sincerity. It is optimistic. It is philosophical, it is energetic, it is orthodox, it is religious. Remember, in Sagittarius, Jupiter is still orthodox and religious, full of rules and procedures. In Pisces, it is all about giving away. It's an exalted form. So it's about long-term goals. We shall focus on this in the ascendants. It's all about long-term goals. Wherever Sagittarius sits in your chart, it is going to make long-term goals about that. What planets sit there, it is going to make long-term goals about that particular planet. It is status change, as in, are you getting exalted or are you falling from status? Ninth house, Jupiter, Sagittarius, is about your status. It's about starting something new. It is about long distance travels. Ninth house is for long distance travels. It is quiet as opposed to Gemini, who's a chatterbox. Sagittarius becomes opposite, becomes quiet. Quiet knowledge. It's about rules and regulations. It's about policy making, institutions, large institutions. Okay, institutional world belongs to Sagittarius. Let it be legal and judicial. Let it be banking. Let it be finance. Let it be educational. Let it be any kind of non-governmental organization. All of these organizations and institutions belong to 9th house Sagittarius, Jupiter. Because it goes by trust. One of the big things of Jupiter, how it activates in your chart, is by trust. In Pisces, it becomes faith. In Jupiter, Sagittarius, it becomes trust. The same Jupiter. We'll distinguish this more when we go to Pisces. For now, let's stick to Jupiter in Sagittarius. And Jupiter is a karaka of sweets, sugar and fat. This is why in Vedic tradition, whenever they offer sweets on a Thursday, for example, to a temple, they'll give laddus, the one made out of chickpea flour, sugar and fat, essentially three components there. Anything yellow in color is Jupiter. That's why they take yellow colored chickpeas flour, mix it with sugar and fat, that becomes a karaka of Jupiter, offering to the people, offering to the temples and so on, to be distributed. Planets here in Sagittarius take on the energy of making rules and regulations about itself, having long-term goals about itself, being quiet about it. Even Mercury in Sagittarius becomes very quiet, because this is a sign of quietness, of introspection, more of internal reflection about that planet. Less words, more internal processing, sort of what we call in neuro-linguistic programming as audio digital. That is very Sagittarius-like. We'll make long-term plans about it. No short-term goals or thinking in Sagittarius. We'll gain deep knowledge and study about that house. Wherever Sagittarius sits in, we shall see this as well. You automatically have a deeper knowledge about that house. And we shall see how that planet pans out in every ascendant. And for that planet signification. It's a benefic, that means Jupiter has a quest for knowledge, deep learning, and become wise in the process, focuses on life aspect. Jupiter is the Jiva Karaka, like Venus. Venus becomes the container for life. Jupiter is life itself. It's your Jiva. It's where the soul energy as a physical embodied life comes in. So it sustains all life. For Jupiter, things become a means to acquire knowledge and how it can benefit people, plants, animals and all life. It focuses on the life aspect of this rather than the things aspect. Always thinking about this, so to speak. Jupiter in Sagittarius, like I said specifically, is about trust, more of trust. This is the beginning of a growth of trust. If you have more planets and points in Sagittarius or in 9th house, it shows how much trust you have to build. That's the drive of soul this lifetime. More trust. You have more trust, more your Jupiter grows and brings people, events, places which increase that knowledge and wisdom. Because all Jupiter is interested is in knowledge and wisdom. Everything else becomes means to that end. That is why it's a highest form of human living. We live for knowledge and understanding and wisdom. Its fruit is in knowledge itself, not to translate it to material, but to share and bring more of it. Sort of an addiction to knowledge and wisdom, you might say. In a nice way, of course. Now, Karaka's list is here. You can take a screenshot and use this wherever. Sun in Sagittarius becomes all about power. Legal system, banking, governmental institutions. Sun is for government. They might make long-term plans about their position, fame, authority in the governmental institutions. Sun in the 9th house or Sun in Sagittarius will make plans about their promotion, about their authority in government. Moon will make more long-term plans about their home, about their property. Will plan their food very, very carefully. because food becomes a source of that Jupiterian trust for them. Their thought processes are more regulated by faith and trust and religion. Moon in Sagittarius. Mars in Sagittarius will be making long-term plans about property and land. One of the karaka of Mars is property and land acquisition, because Jupiter is accumulation of something. Okay. Mercury in Sagittarius will make long-term plans about their education, what they want to get educated in. Mercury is karaka of education. Jupiter loves education and accumulation. So they will make long-term plans in the education department. What do I want to study? What kind of degrees do I want? That's what Mercury will do. Jupiter here will want to work in legal, judicial, banking system, institutions of all kind, academia of all kinds, because that's what Sagittarius stands for, and it's in its own house. Venus here, these people, Venus in Sagittarius, will make long-term plans about their spouse, about how to make money. Everything is long-term planning about money, spouse, wealth. They will not have short-term flings, no short-term affairs, no one-night stands. Venus in Sagittarius will be having always long-term. It's thinking about lifelong. Saturn will make long-term plans about work. Where do I work? Sticking around in a company for a long time is Saturn in Sagittarius. Rahu in Sagittarius will do strange things, because now Rahu wants quick results and it is sitting in the wrong place. We always have this thing going on, right? Wrong guy in the wrong place at the wrong time, like it comes in Die Hard 2, the movie. So Rahu and Ketu here become the wrong guys here. Ketu will be detached from the mainstream religion. It will seek more on the spiritual fronts. It's the difference between faith and trust and going against it. Rahu Ketu want to go against the norms. Always think about this. Now let's go into the ascendant and see how the basic theme of Sagittarius, which is more about long-term plans, which is more about having wisdom there, and how it plays out. And we'll do it interchangeably between 9th house and between sign of Sagittarius. Now, for the Aries ascendant, the 9th house and Sagittarius is coincidental. So for the Aries ascendant, they make long-term plans about their further education, one of the things of the 9th house, yes. They make long-term plans about their faith and about their religion. They might be very attached to religion, especially if Jupiter is placed here, or in the 12th house or in the 4th house, where exalted positions of Jupiter, sitting in their own houses or exalted in 4th house. Positions of Jupiter, if it's good, Aries become very religious people, Aries ascendant. They are all about faith, have trust in God, have faith in God. Let's go to the temple, church, mosque, whatever it is, the faith is. And they become like that because their 9th house is all dominantly about having faith in something higher than themselves, right? This is about faith in themselves. For the Taurus ascendant, now we come to switching different things, right? So we look at the Sagittarius as well as we will look at the 9th house. Taurus ascendant, what is it interested in? Gathering resources, wealth, money, that's on their mind all the time. It's an ascendant. And so they will have a deeper knowledge about how to get wealth from others. And they will use it in their career, 10th house. I'm putting many things together. Follow me here. Because 8th house is the house of other people's wealth, and Taurus is interested in that wealth. Therefore, they will use that knowledge and keep gaining that knowledge through life. And they will use it in their career. This is 10th house is the house of career. Now, 10th sign, Capricorn, is coming in 9th house. So they will work their way to acquiring wisdom, acquiring a bank balance. One of the things I told you for 9th house is your bank balance. They will want to use the knowledge of that wealth to accumulate their bank balance. For the Gemini ascendant, things change. Gemini is a trader. It's interested more in trading. Right? It's always focused on how much I'm going to gain from the masses, Aries. And therefore, they have knowledge of the masses. They try to gain knowledge of the masses through life. Their long-term planning is with spouse, with understanding others, because Sagittarius is in the seventh house. It's about others. A trader needs to understand the people. Then only he'll become a good marketing person. Gemini is a marketing person, sales and marketing. And they are interested in accumulation of wealth. Aquarius is in the ninth house for a Gemini ascendant, which is a sign of accumulation, long-term gains. That's what Gemini ascendant thinks of. What are my long-term gains from this? If I understand about people more, seventh house, how can I use it to accumulate gains long-term? It's all about money for Gemini. For the Cancer ascendant, things shift. Now they are all about emotional moodiness, as we saw earlier. For Cancer ascendant, Sagittarius falls in the sixth house of daily work. And remember, in Leo we discussed what they are thinking about. They are thinking about their home, family and wealth all the time, because that's a thought process. Leo is where your thinking is dominant, and especially if Sun is placed wherever. So for the Cancer ascendant, since it's sitting in the sixth house, now they have a good knowledge and they accumulate wisdom regarding their daily work process. And they have to learn to leave and let go of that. Their religion becomes the point of letting go. Pisces is there. They might be working a lot and spending a lot on religious stuff. They have deep faith in religion, where religion transcends just a set of norms and procedures. They have a deepest understanding of religion or mainstream religion as a point of letting go. Let me give this thing, let me donate this thing. They're always talking about donating stuff to temples, Cancer ascendants, because Pisces is sitting in the ninth house. And they work more selflessly because Sagittarius is sitting in the sixth house. Selfless work, earnings given to the institutions. Whatever the bank balance is, they might keep exhausting it as donations to religious institutions. See how it works? For Leo ascendants, now Sagittarius has come to the fifth house of children. One of the big karaka of Jupiter is children. Whatever house Jupiter is sitting in your chart, all the good karma of that, if you do, it will go results to your children, not so much to you. Because Jupiter is very focused on having children, nurturing and sustaining children. Now it has gone to the house of children, sign of Sagittarius. So a Leo ascendant will have long-term goals for his education, for his children's education, long-term goals regarding any romantic inclinations. They won't have too much of short-term affairs. They want to keep that partner in. Okay? And now, because of doing that, they have wild fluctuations. Because they have a lot of focus on education and children and speculative gains, they have fluctuations in their bank balance. And they have fights with institutions. Aries is a fight. Aries is aggression, Mars. Remember in Aries we spoke of how unstable that energy is. Leo ascendant tend to pick fights with institutions, large institutions, judiciary, legal, banking, fluctuations in bank balance, because their focus is on this side of things, more on the personal side, educational side, children's side. And since they are thinking of fame, this becomes a dominant area. This is the natural fifth lord, and its ninth house is about kids. So their attention focus becomes this area at the cost of neglect of this area. Just see how much Donald Trump has gone through legal lawsuits, right? Even now he is going through it. He's a Leo ascendant. This area becomes a struggle, always fights with institutions, legal, judicial, banking. He's gone bankrupt many times. For the Virgo ascendant, the fourth house, the house of home and comfort, becomes their source of trust and religious pursuits. Why? Because now ninth house Sagittarius is sitting in the fourth house. Their home is sort of a temple, a church, a mosque for them. It becomes a sacred place. Their knowledge of the common people is very good and keeps developing through life. Virgo ascendants know all about the masses, and they keep getting more and more knowledge about the masses through life, because Sagittarius is in the fourth house of masses. What relationship do they have with their ninth house? Because they are focused on home, land, property, and they have knowledge of it, and they are all the time having fights when it comes to having others' property, they tend to consider that as their resource. Taurus is in the ninth house, so they will consider food, speech, money as their resource, as their connection to faith and religion. They will keep giving money to temples, faiths, churches and gurus and whatnot in order to have this going for them, wealth. In order to for them to have good food, because Aquarius is their focus, they want to get gains from somewhere, from the masses. Okay, that masses is now sitting in the fourth house. So working in order to get gains, in order to buy land as the means of resources. See how many ways you can tie this. For the Libra ascendant, the Sagittarius has now gone to the third house and it's flipped sign with Gemini, like the opposite of Aries. So what is Libra ascendant doing constantly? He has great knowledge of skills. He has got long-term plans about skills. She is interested in cultivating skills throughout her life. Okay. In order to be talking about trust and about faith and about religion. Libra ascendant are very interested in speaking about these matters. They are always talking about transformation, and they are always interested in talking about religion and faith. This is the dominant interest because of these two aspects. What you speak about and what your interest area lies in. Okay? And they have a knowledge of that. They cultivate long-term plans about skills. They keep on developing skills throughout their life, Libra ascendants. And they speak about these matters a lot. For Scorpio, now the ninth sign has gone to the second house. Sagittarius has gone to the second house. So they have deep knowledge about their family matters. They have a deeper knowledge about how much the family wealth is. You see? And they are interested in traveling a lot, because Cancer has come to the sign of religion. Scorpio believes somehow that I must travel to distant lands. Ninth house is for travel to distant lands, because moon is about travel. Dominant karaka of moon is travel. They might want to visit watery places. Cancer is a water sign. They might want to visit rivers, lakes, seas abroad, somewhere foreign to their land, wherever they were born in. And they might seek higher purpose, religious connotation and meanings in distant lands. Scorpio feels their liberation or their gurus are found in foreign lands. People from US, for example, might be interested to come to India if they are Scorpio ascendant, seeking gurus in foreign lands. Because they are very interested, they are deeply connected in their family and faith. And they seek that in foreign lands. You can also look at the bank amount fluctuations. What is your bank balance? Ninth house is your bank balance, the relation to your bank balance. Scorpio is always transforming through life. And whenever this gets triggered, they have fluctuations in their bank balance. High to low, low to high. They have constant issues of changes happening in their bank balance through life, Scorpio ascendants. Sagittarius ascendants, now they are interested in self-knowledge a lot, because ninth sign has come to the first house. Sagittarius is in the first house, so they are interested in themselves. Self-knowledge is their dominant focus. And they are thinking about religion and faith as a means all the time, because the house of Sun is now in the ninth house. So they are thinking about this all the time. And of course, depending upon wherever Sun is, that aspect they are thinking about most dominantly. We covered this in Leo. So tie these two together. They are thinking about religion. They are thinking about their bank balance. They are thinking about long-term gains and how to get higher knowledge. Sagittarius will jump onto getting knowledge without thinking. They will keep learning through their life because this is their thought process, in order to understand more about themselves. Capricorn will have fights with religion. They will object against religion. They will nitpick things out of mainstream religion. They will say, this is true, but that is not true. Or how about this? They will question everything, because now Mercury, Virgo, is sitting in the house of religion. Capricorn ascendants are the ones who will dominantly question everything. Curiosity about religion is a lot. They might have fights with it. And there, Sagittarius has now moved to the 12th house. So they are trying to understand higher faith and letting go by means of nitpicking the faith and religion that they are born in. Isn't that a funny combination? For the Aquarius, they are all about masses, and they deal with the masses. They try to gain knowledge of masses all the time as a means of earning wealth, as a means of gains. Because fifth house was what you were thinking about most of the time, which is about others. Aquarius wants to think about others all the time. It's all about focus on the collective, and they are thinking about that. And they develop a very liberal mindset, because Libra is sitting in the ninth house. They are thinking about gain of others, partnership with others. And they accumulate wealth as a resource a lot. They have a good bank balance all the time. The reason is Libra is a sign of riches, because they keep gaining knowledge of the masses. They keep thinking about the masses all the time. That becomes the source of their wealth. Lastly, for Pisces, their career, they keep on developing throughout life. Pisces wants to give away stuff. Pisces is about faith. Ultimate trust and faith is in letting go of all concepts, and they keep developing their career path continuously. And they do that as a means of transforming themselves. Selflessly giving in the area of career, their work, their service, as a means of transforming themselves. Whenever Pisces travels to a foreign land overseas, goes to a water body, he has or she has a transformation happening. Travel to foreign lands gives Pisces a transformation, because Scorpio is sitting there. And ninth house is for distant travels. So keep these things in mind as we go along, because we need to use house as well as the signification of the sign interchangeably in order to get a full picture. All right. Next, we shall deal with Capricorn, the workhorse. In the meantime, take care, be safe.